The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to January 2009.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have people on both sides of the table to introduce. So let me do that now. To my left, from the College of Engineering and Science, from the Department of Math, and the person who runs the pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan, the Dapset Man, Maggio.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, it is right and left, right? I thought I did that right
or
correctly. I always check. Yeah. So you've got a busy weekend ahead of you, don't you?
I do.
Yes, and you've got first Lego coming up and all
kinds. Well, actually, the high school first robotics.
Oh.
I will be just on site to make sure that nobody's killing themselves.
Oh, good. That's always a great thing to do, Dan. Safety first.
Then going home,
And collapsing.
But the Lego League.
And watching curling. There was good curling last weekend.
I watched curling last weekend.
So did my mother.
It was a wild last end.
The guy that was had the $1 million opportunity.
He had the right shot.
Oh, did he ever.
Just a touch too much weight.
Too much weight. I know. My mom kept saying,
by about
oh, no.
6 feet, 8 feet.
Only 6 feet. But he won $10,000.
He did.
So, not bad. So, every time that you're a skip, do you think about the $1 million throw?
Yeah, I'll take that. If I were to get that opportunity, I would be practicing 8 hours a day up until the moment of.
Well, let's hope that opportunity comes your way.
Yeah, he didn't do bad.
No, he didn't. Badly. On the other side of the table, from the College of Liberal Arts and Education, in fact, the chair of the History Department, as well as the keeper of our Black Abolitionist Archives, it's Professor Roy Finkenbein.
Hey, Kathy, and speaking of thousands, we just had one of our senior majors make a few thousand on
Wheel of Fortune. Yes, Nick Sarowski. He's going to be on the Friday's episode at 7 o'clock.
Really?
Yes. What I think was a shame, though, that he came to my office and asked me, could I get a UDMT sweatshirt for him to wear on air? And he got it. We were real happy to get him one. But sadly, when he got out there, because it wasn't the college tournament or college episodes, they wouldn't let him wear it. Mm. So I said, keep it anyway, honey. So I can't wait. I can't wait
is
to see
him.
Is
he still a student here?
Yes, he is. He's a graduating senior with a 4.0 GPA. I mean, all A's.
And he's now investigating both graduate and law schools, and somebody's going to give him a great deal.
Oh, somebody should. This kid is super smart as well as super nice. What a nice, nice young man.
I wonder how he got on the, just apply?
He did. They had the auditions, I guess.
I think his brother was the main person going, and Nick said, I'll just go along and try out. And they wanted him.
They wanted Nick, which is kind of funny. But he took his dad out to Los Angeles for the taping, and he had a great story about Vanna White that I'll tell during the break. So, anyway.
Oh, good.
Well, this is a show where you can send in questions about Wheel of Fortune or Brothers or robotics or whatever. And if you stump the panel, you win one of our fabulous T-shirts. And if you don't stump the panel, you still get the fabulous T-shirt. So come on. Pretty soon this tundra will melt. It will be spring and summer, and we'll get some warm weather.
I know.
Where T-shirts can actually be worn. So how can you get in on this deal?
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
And we're going to take a break from our questions from last time on 80s TV trivia because we had a really great set of questions from Craig McLaughlin of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And he writes...
Yay, Craig.
I know. This is so nice. He writes, Dear Professors, I want to say that I've been listening to Ask the Professor since I was back in high school. Unfortunately, I fell off the wagon after college. only by radio listening, I'm sure.
Ouch.
And couldn't find it on the radio dial, but was so pleasantly pleased to find the podcast. As I travel a lot for work, it's always a nice diversion sitting on the plane listening to your show. Of course, those sitting around me may think it's strange to be snickering when my headphones are on, but I've decided I needed to submit my own list for your enjoyment.
Well, thank you.
I know, isn't that sweet? So he said, everyone knows or wants to know what number one is on every list, but it seems to me that number two is the forgotten one. So for these questions, I want you to name the runner-up that is the number two on the list. A score of 80 is passing, and there's 21 questions, so best of luck.
Reminds me of a great Peanuts cartoon where Charlie Brown was complaining that nobody ever remembered the runners-up, and Linus proceeded to name...
of course.
Every team that finished second in the World Series.
All right.
Going back to 1905 or whatever.
That is so cool. Okay. So we have to name who is number two.
Buffalo.
I know. Oh, poor Sister Beth. Our Sister Beth Finster, who's one of the nicest people on this campus, is from Buffalo. And every year she'd have the Buffalo Super Bowl party.
Is that when they, like, lost six in a row?
Thank you. And she would do the Buffalo wing thing. I mean, she would, and Beth can bake. Her baked treats are, like, beyond belief. And sadly, poor Buffalo just couldn't come through. It was kind of sad that way. Okay. What is the second tallest building in the United States? So second tallest, because the Sears Tower is number one.
Is it the Empire State Building?
Yes.
No, it is.
It is okay. The Empire State Building.
With or without the gorilla?
Doesn't say, but you know who was the first kind of president of the Empire State Building Company? Former governor of New York and failed presidential candidate in 28.
Oh, Al Smith.
Al Smith, absolutely. Yeah. He was. Who was?
Where does the, where in North America, where does the CNN Tower rank?
Oh, in North America, probably about fourth or fifth. It's tall. It's a good view. It's a beautiful view, the CNN Tower.
Because I just saw Canadian Bacon again a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Who was the
Rhea Perlman heading towards the CNN Tower.
I know. That building is, that movie is funny. It is. I have to admit. It is.
Never seen it.
Oh, you should. It is. It's comical. Who was the second vice president of the United States? So second vice president.
Jefferson.
Yes, Thomas Jefferson.
That was that odd situation where they hadn't, because the rules were different prior to the 12th Amendment.
Yeah.
They simply took the two highest candidates in the Electoral College, and the number two became vice president. So you had a Federalist.
Yep.
And a Republican.
That would have been interesting.
Could you imagine if that was still in effect today, that would Barack Obama president, John McCain vice president?
Although now they're friends.
Well, that's true. Although yesterday's budget was a scary vote that no Republican and 11 Democrats voted against that budget.
Well, when we get to the Senate, I'm counting on these two senators from Maine, because Maine has turned blue as blue, and they know they got to take care of the constituents.
So. I hope so. Yeah. I haven't gone online yet to see who those 11 Democrats were who voted against.
A lot of Blue Dog Southern.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. That was so disappointing, I think.
And again, they were ones that had to kind of do that because of their constituencies. So.
I know, but I hope they'll be just better and more unity that way.
Have you heard about Serapac? You guys going
to
donate?
Oh, I don't think so. I think my money has to go to more useful things, like, let's see, Betapac or something. I don't know.
Serapac?
Go ahead.
Sarah Palin has formed a national political pack to raise money nationally. And they were theorizing on Air America this morning if this was anything like Ipecac or something.
Yeah,
like.
I'm just...
How sad for her.
It really is.
She thinks her 15 minutes of fame is going to turn into more than that.
I know. It's sort of like, honey, please, just stay put, okay? What was the second video on MTV? Second video on MTV. How to describe this woman? Rocker? I guess would be the best way.
Was it the Pretenders?
Not the Pretenders.
Joan Jett?
No. Good. That's a very
Cindy
good
Lauper?
Guess. No. Great guitarist. Last name begins with a B.
Pat Benatar?
That's it. Pat Benatar. You Better Run.
Yeah,
that was the tune that she did. Yeah. What was the Beatles' second number one hit in the United States?
I
know.
I couldn't even tell you.
I can tell you their first was I Want to Hold Your Hand, because that was the one they performed on Ed Sullivan.
Absolutely.
I will never forget watching that at Grandma and Grandpa's house. I guess it's a happy kind of upbeat song talking about, and alliteratively about, good emotions, happy emotions.
I don't know.
all that's coming to mind is I feel good.
I feel fine. Close enough. We'll give you half a point on that one. But yeah, it was I feel fine. I'm in love with her.
No.
We know who had the first solo transatlantic flight, of course, Charles Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm.
But who had the second solo transatlantic flight?
These are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is a pretty well-known AVA tricks.
Amelia
Earhart.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It was the Pacific she had problems
but
with.
Yeah, I was going to say other ocean.
Oh, you said transatlantic.
Yes, transatlantic.
See,
yeah.
I, She came to mind first, but then I thought, no, she crashed, so she doesn't count.
But that was in the Pacific. This summer, NPR, on the date of that, that they feel is the date that their plane went down, did a really, really interesting interview with a woman in Mobile, Alabama, whose father was a ham operator. And she used to fool around with her dad's shortwave, and she swears that there was a signal being sent out by the Earhart plane, and nobody believed her. And this journalist has now been investigating it and thinks that it might possibly have actually been true. So it is kind of rather tragic to think that she might have been trying to send a signal, and it just kind of didn't get through that way. Who was the second man on the moon?
Was it Aldrin?
Yes, yeah. Buzz Aldrin. So do you remember where you were when you saw that?
Yeah, in my parents' living room.
It was so, that was so cool.
I was
cool.
Four.
Except my grandmother didn't believe it. She said, they're making that up.
Well, we've all seen Capricorn 1, and we know, you know, they make this stuff on a Hollywood set.
They made it up. I was like, Grandma, they could make that up. Then and then later she would blame bad weather on them shooting all this stuff into space. If they'd only stop shooting stuff into space, we'd have better weather. I don't know if that's
Why is it that the same population that could believe that line won't believe global warming? What is it? I don't understand.
If I can tell you how many people, where my mom's in rehab right now at a nursing center, have said to me, why don't they talk about global warming? Look at all that snow out there. I said, well, there's a reason for all that snow, and that's one of the reasons why. And, oh, no, it's so cold. That's not global warming. Uh-huh, it is.
Did you see the Obama girls' reaction to the ice shutting down D.C.?
Yeah, so but his comments were even better. Yeah. He's in Chicago for like this. They go outside and play at lunch.
Thank you. Of course, it's so true. I remember when I worked in D.C. the first time the snow hit, and they closed down all the government offices and sent us home. And my roommate at the time was from Michigan, and she taught in the schools. Same thing, they shut the schools down. And we were laughing hysterically. Mm. Literally 2 inches of snow. I mean, I know they don't have the equipment, but for God's sake, who can't drive in 2 flaming inches of snow? Everything was shut down.
Yeah,
and people were panicking. I mean, they were on the beltway. People were careening into one another, and people were running to the stores.
2 inches?
Yeah, and of course, in Michigan, we're like, yeah, right. Hello. Too weird.
When I interviewed for this job initially, it was at the AHA.
In
Atlanta.
Which had an ice storm.
They got a freak ice storm and shut everything down, including MARTA. And
the rapid transit, the rail system.
It's underground. Not really.
Well, there's some parts that are above. Right.
So
yeah.
The only thing that was running, taxis weren't even running. But there were Jamaican immigrants with vans.
Good for them.
But without chauffeur licenses that were getting people around.
Good for
because
them.
They are used to the snow?
No, because they saw a chance to make some money.
And good for them. I was like, God bless you.
Second to last time I was in Atlanta, it was the last time I'll ever take a cab in Atlanta. Because the cab driver was going 80, 85 miles an hour on the freeway.
Oh, my God.
And I asked him to slow down, and he wouldn't. He didn't.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that he could understand me. Then he was passing cars in the carpool lane, and I thought, well, technically there are two people in this car, but I don't think you count because you're driving a cab.
Cab, right.
So that's the last time, and I didn't tip him either. So next time I took the MARTA, the MARTA's much easier. I'm just going to do the MARTA.
And it just goes all over the city. It's really wonderful rapid rail. It's
I was not happy.
I so wish we had that here.
I wish we had even more. I know there's some in there, but I even wish more mass transit money was in the
budget?
Stimulus bill.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully maybe with some infrastructure, some cities might kind of divert it that way. Yeah. Here's hoping.
Maybe.
It could be. And while we think about diversions, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor. Flashback 1995.
Who said only in a police state is the job of a policeman easy?
Gore Vidal.
No. No, it's an American actor, cop. Director, filmmaker, stage director, theater.
Orson Welles.
That's right. Orson Welles. That's right. Who said moral indignation, jealousy with a halo?
That's nice.
Oh, Sarah.
Is that
Amber
White?
Said it.
No. And just joining us from the Department of History, the chairman of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Somebody's
Sarah.
Sitting in my chair. Out of my forage bowl.
Goldilocks. What about your bed?
Nobody's sleeping in my bed.
Okay.
Oh, you poor love.
And we're back with questions from Craig McLaughlin, dealing about who's number two. And what
we're
great question.
We're number two.
Hey, why not? You know, there's some areas that would be just fantastic.
Sure.
I'd take a silver medal. I don't know about you guys.
They get money, too.
All right, what's the second longest river in the United States? Second longest river.
Colorado?
This is surprising, unless this is a typo.
It's not the Mississippi. That's
yeah,
the longest.
Is.
I thought that was the longest.
He said here.
Oh,
here
in
he's
North
got,
America?
In the U.S.
Oh, in the
just
U.S.
Just in the U.S. And he has here the Mississippi. Said the Missouri River is the longest.
Okay.
And I would want to check on that, I got to admit. Sorry, Craig. Yeah. Not that I doubt you, dear, but maybe you just meant that in the converse, because I was always taught the Mississippi was the longest.
We know it's not the Platte.
Yes, it's not the Platte. It's South Platte or North Platte.
What is it, a mile wide and an inch deep?
Deep or something, yeah. It's not too... And I know it's not the Mighty Pigeon River. I know that, which...
Where's the Pigeon River? In Pigeon?
In the Thumb.
Oh,
the Mighty Pigeon River or the Mighty Pinnebog River.
Pinnebog River.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Big wheel, keep on turning. What is the second most populous state in the United States?
New York.
No, this surprised
Texas.
Me, too. It's Texas. Yeah. California is the number one, but Texas is number two.
It's got to go blue one of these decades.
There was a weird article in Newsweek about this just last week saying everybody's predicting they will, and here's the reason why it won't. And I thought, and here's some more reasons why it will.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Did you get Newsweek?
Yeah. I saw that. I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I didn't know. That did not convince me in the least. I thought there's something wrong with that. What is the second oldest European settlement in the United States? Second oldest.
Santa Fe?
No, again, this is a bit of a surprise to me, again, because I knew the first is St. Augustine, okay?
Yeah.
St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest European settlement.
1565.
Yeah, it's
old. Permanent.
Permanent.
Okay.
Not like, you know, the Roanoke thing, like the Vanishing Colony or something like that. Yeah, I mean, you could go back to like the Vikings or something and say, hey, you know.
Is it in Alaska or Hawaii?
No, it's odd. This, again, is on the East Coast. It's on the Atlantic Coast, but a little more southern, not New England. So that's why this surprises me.
Is it St. Jamestown?
He's saying Jamestown, Virginia.
No, because Craig.
Yeah, it's dude.
Because I think Santa Fe is 1598.
Thank you. That's what I just kind of like, okay. That one, yeah. And
we're always checking.
We are. So
that you don't get misled.
And not only that, this is so great. Once again, Michael Jason, fact man extraordinaire, just handed me a list of lengths of major rivers. And on this one, Craig is right. The Missouri River is the largest, longest river, 2,540 miles. And the Mississippi is 2,340. So by 200 miles of river, followed up by the mighty Yukon, then the Rio Grande. The St. Lawrence is in fourth place. I always thought the St. Lawrence was enormous.
But it's such an impressive river
Gorgeous. Thank you. And the Ohio River is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So there you go. That's amazing. Huh. So, Craig, you were right. But this one on number 9, we got to check this one out because that just... You know,
Michael will probably work on that one. No, shaking his head no. Okay,
now this is real. This is a more at-home question. What is the second oldest Catholic parish in the United States? St. Augustine, again, had the oldest. But this one is right here in our own Motor City.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Is it the one on Corktown?
Yeah, well, not Corktown, but it's near our bridge.
Is it Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility?
One only wishes.
Is it the Irish one?
No, it's not the Irish one. This started off as a French parish. In fact, their old school still has Ecole Sainte-Anne. Oops, it's St. Anne Parish.
Oh.
Still has the name of it in French on the outside of the building.
We get that one right.
Well, but it's absolutely beautiful. That's where Father Gabriel Richard is buried.
And he
was so famous, like a founder of the University of Michigan, owner of the first printing press in the state of Michigan, published the first newspaper here. Well, it wasn't even a territory at that time, but 1701, Sainte Anne.
Part of New France.
Yes, when it was part of New France. Ugh, we did that in class today, the conquest.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them read French, translated from French documents called The Bombardment Continues. And one of them said, it's too early in the morning to hear a read about death and gore and people eating rats. I said, no, it's never too early in the morning for that, children, okay?
And you pointed out that it was noon.
Yeah, by that point, it was like 5 minutes to 10. I said, this is an 8 Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You should have had your brekkie well before 5 minutes to 10. Although I think some of them just roll out of bed before they have their 9:55
class. Pajama pants are a giveaway.
Aren't they just? I'm like, it's a little cold to have the flannelettes on, honey. What was the second state to ratify the Constitution?
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yes, Dan, your home state.
Yeah,
did you know
it's number
that?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know your quarter.
You do. Well, you know which state was number one?
Delaware.
That's right. Delaware, so yeah. Joe Biden's state.
Because Delaware knew there's no way it could survive without being part of a larger
Thank
entity.
You. Yeah. Yeah, those were some practical people there that way. What is the second most widely spoken language in the world?
Spanish.
No, this is a surprise.
English.
Yeah, it's English. Oh, English
is Chinese second. Is number one.
Mandarin Chinese is the first, and English is
See,
the second.
See, 20 years ago, English would have been the most spoken.
Probably, but Maybe. Mandarin Chinese the first, yeah. What is the second smallest state in the United States via land area?
Delaware.
Yes, it is.
Rhode Island's one.
Yeah, Rhode Island is the first, but once again, Delaware. Gosh, Joe Biden must be proud to live in this first state to ratify and the second smallest state. He must
did
be proud.
Did you hear about his wife not using her name until, because she didn't, when he was senator, she didn't want it to be a distraction away from her career and so forth. So it's only since he ran for, vice president
that she's been using
the Biden name.
And I think, like, why not? Yeah. You know, I mean, and she's got a pretty good record of being a teacher, according to
Dr. Biden.
Dr. Biden, absolutely. What is the second longest suspension bridge in the United States? So, suspension bridge, not just
Verrazano Narrows.
That's the first,
that's
actually.
Again,
that's because that's
is
a,
it the one in Seattle then?
No,
it's not the. It's it. The Golden Gate is.
It is the Golden Gate. It is. It's the second longest. The Verrazano Narrows is the first.
Where does Mackinac?
We're third. We're number three.
We're number three.
And that's. I don't mind being third either. I don't think that's so bad.
I've never been over the Mackinac Bridge. It must be big.
Oh, it's 5 miles of bridge.
5 miles?
5 miles. My father used to joke to us that it was the distance from Pinnebog to Kindy. So just imagine if they built a bridge from Pinnebog to Kindy, Michigan, that's how long it would be because that's exactly 5 miles.
Okay.
And, I mean, so when you first drive on it, you've been over the bridge?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've never been over the bridge? Oh, it's brilliant. It really is.
I need to go up to the UP sometime.
It's so beautiful up there.
I would love to go.
The quality of air and light is so
clear,
incredible.
Clean,
like a cedar smell. It's just like the best. It's so great.
So I recall that was something Soapy Williams gave us. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why they always had the big tradition on Labor Day of walking across the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. Which president is on the $2 bill?
Jefferson.
Yes, it is Jefferson.
We won't talk about the $3 bill.
Well, no. But
it's Harvey Feinstein. So the phrase is really true.
There we go.
Anyway, next question.
What is the world's second largest lake in surface area?
Lake Superior.
Yes, it is. And what lake is number one?
Lake Victoria.
No, it's another Great Lake.
Wait, what? Say the question again.
Okay, what is the world's second largest lake in surface area? And that's Lake Superior.
Michigan.
Other side of the Met.
Huron.
Lake Huron. I heard a really interesting fact on Prairie Home Companion.
That's worldwide? I don't believe
it. It says, what is the world's second largest?
Great. Michael.
Yeah. They said that if you emptied all the water out of the five Great Lakes,
I believe you.
It would flood North and South America with 12 inches of water, a full foot of water.
What do you think those Great Lake governors are holding on to this stuff?
Oh, like, honey, you bet. I'd say hold on to that.
In surface area, that was what he said.
He said, yes, direct here. Okay. What is the world's second largest lake in surface area? Okay. What is the second busiest airport in the world?
Atlanta.
Atlanta's number one, and it should
New
be.
New York.
That's really surprising.
London?
No.
Chicago O'Hare.
Chicago O'Hare.
Really?
Comes
more
in
than
too.
More so than New York?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, there's
God.
Three airports
well,
in New
remember,
York.
Well, let's remember, you've got JFK, you've got LaGuardia, and then you've got Newark, which a lot of people go into Newark because it's so much easier to deal with Newark Airport than. So you just get on the carry bus and go over to Manhattan or whatever. That's fine there. What is the second most popular tourist destination in the United States, according to Forbes, the business magazine?
Walt Disneyland.
No.
Walt Disney World?
No, it has nothing to do with either of the Disney mania
places. Oh, the Grand Canyon.
No, and that surprises me as well.
The Mall of America.
Mall of America.
There you go. Yeah. Well, there are a lot.
Oh,
anybody
my God.
In the Dakotas has flown in there. Probably from Mall of America. They go
you there. Have got to ask Ken Cotter about the Mall of America.
I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
This is. I'm speaking of a friend who used to do corporate travel for a certain company who rewarded their executives or sales personnel with incredible trips, and they rented out the Mall of America for a morning. and that these employees were actually given, in more lucrative times, were given this sort of script, you know, fake money to use as mall bucks to go shopping in that mall.
This is before all the rewards went to the executives.
Yeah. So that's,
because these people can't shop when other human beings are around?
I don't know. I asked that same question. I said, well, why did the mall have to be closed for them? Because they wanted exclusive shopping rights.
Right. Well, you
said,
know what?
Okay.
That's why is in the position that it's in.
Thank you. You got it.
So anyway.
Okay. Well, the most popular, the second most popular destination.
In the United States?
In the United
can
States.
Can I get one more guess?
Sure can. Think more adultish travel.
Las Vegas.
That's it. The Las Vegas Strip.
Oh.
Although they have tried this big effort in Las Vegas to do like family packages.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking
city. But they're hurting now.
Oh, I bet they are. Okay,
the downturn has hit them big.
Roy, you're a dad. Father of four. Would you have thought about taking your kids when they were smaller to Las Vegas?
No,
okay, thank you.
No.
I always wondered like why they kept touting this as a family spot.
No.
Times Square is the number one destination, by the way. And that's been really cleaned up because there would have been a point in time, there would have been no way I would have taken a kid near Times Square. Are you kidding me? But now they have like that big Disney shop there, and Giuliani and his rat patrol went all over the city. I mean, they went crazy. So it's definitely cleaned up. But there was a time that like Times Square was so sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
What is the second most popular dog breed in the United States according to the American Kennel Club?
Labrador.
That's number one. The labs are totally
number
one. Number
two, I would say, would be a terrier.
It is a terrier. It's a Yorkie.
It's a Yorkie.
little.
A pocket dog?
Like a
purse dog. What is it?
A little yapping dog.
It's a Yorkie. They're kind of tiny and they are kind of yappy dogs.
They're both.
Yeah, I can see the labs being number one.
Yeah, labs I knew were number one.
Look how well Marley and Me did at the movies. What dog did the Obamas finally agree to get? Have they decided?
They haven't decided. They're down to two. You know, they're some kind of hypoallergenic.
That's right. There's somebody.
Labradoodle.
Oh, that's right. That's a mixed breed.
I couldn't figure out which breed came first. A Poodle. I mean, never mind. I don't want to upset anybody out there, so I'll just keep my business.
No, but is one of the children has an allergy, isn't that it? So
yes, those are some of the only two that wouldn't cause her problems.
That wouldn't cause, okay.
But you know, when we got Baby, we weren't sure what was going to happen. Baby is a lab mix and fairly short hair.
Okay.
And both Barb and the girls, extremely allergic, but not to Baby.
Really?
No.
So they never sneeze. There's no problems with Baby. Mm-mm. Baby's just a really clean dog.
Baby is a clean dog. Baby grooms like a cat.
There you go. See, that's what's important that way. What is the second most popular baby name for boys? This is as of 2007. So most popular baby name for boys, boy babies.
I mean, we can guess all day here.
It's a really, this is like amazing because I thought it would be something really exotic and really out there, but it's not.
Michael?
It's Michael. Jacob is the number one name.
Jacob? Michael?
Yeah, so we'll have to stop here.
I like Jacob.
I think they're both
Michael is number one when we named Michael.
Ian is my favorite. Ian
that's
or
a
Colin.
Cool name.
Those
okay.
Are cool. Those are nice names.
Well, let me thank our panelists. Dan, who wishes his name was Ian Maggio.
Thank you.
And Roy, who is happy to be called Roy. Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Communication Studies Department studios here at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced, witnessed, directed, and supplied with great information by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go, Titans!